The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, it's
too
time.
Late, man.
We need to tape.
We already know.
What are we going to do with that now?
Coming up next, Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right, this one's from Raynell and Allen, Steve. Raynell says, my stepson is 14 and my husband and I have a policy that the kids can't close their bedroom doors. But this kid needs his privacy at night because I have heard what he's doing late at night. How do I talk to my husband about what I heard?
You got to shut that 14-year-old down. Let me tell y'all something as parents.
Let him have
y'all
that.
Gonna need therapy. You can go by that 14-year-old though. You not, if that boy don't know y'all watching, let me tell you something. 14-year-old boy is in, that's the year of discovery.
Yeah.
That's when you find out and you really trying to see why this is doing this. How this work, what'll happen if I, you know, it's all that's going on. Shut that boy damn door, and your husband know this.
And lock it from the outside.
So you, please.
Not from the outside. All right, that's to Raynell. All right, Jeremy in Detroit writes, my wife is addicted to buying cheap products and clothes online. If I happen to see the packages first, I'll send them back to China or wherever they came from. My wife called me evil, but she hasn't worked in 2 years. Am I being evil or not?
Well, bro, look, at least she buying cheap clothes.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish. It is my fervent prayer that some of these packages would be from China. What is that website? Temu?
Temu.
Yeah. Let me see that.
Yeah.
The only thing she ordered off Amazon is like, I don't even know what she do. The rest of them packages, you know the name when it come in.
The luxury brand.
It's always molding what's in it. You know, they prepare you for it, though. It's got its own shopping bag with a name on it. Then it got a box in the bag. Then it got the same color paper around it. You know, you open it all up, box be about 3 feet big and 2 feet deep, and then you open it up, and it's a damn Louis Vuitton keychain in there.
For all that presentation.
Yeah, the presentation, that's what you're paying for, I found out, the damn presentation. So, yeah, I wish, brother. Just enjoy that, man. Quit sending your girl stuff back, man. She has to shop. Women have to shop. They have to. Mm-hmm. They have to, dog. I don't know. And what you wanted to do now, you know, because she ain't worked in 2 years. You still trying to sleep with her, though, ain't you?
Yeah, punishing her.
You do sleep with the unemployed person, don't you?
That part.
Okay.
We got to stop this. I don't know why a young generation of men keep talking about what do women bring to the table. You know exactly what they bring to the table.
They put it all on the table.
Everything.
Yeah. And sometimes you put it up under the table. But wherever it is, as long as it's at the table. You can scoot it under the table. You can lay it on top of the table. You can make it walk past the table. You do whatever you want to. But she got something she bring to the table. You can believe that. And if you don't think it's true, try to live without it. Bet you can't.
There you go.
You have made.
All right. Moving on to Quinn in Raleigh. Quinn writes, I started dating one of my best male friends, and he's very affectionate. He's from London, and he's always greeted me and our other female friends by kissing us on the mouth. How do I get him to see how inappropriate this is now that we're dating? Wow.
Damn. Head in the mouth.
A lot.
I don't see what's wrong.
Wait a minute. What? How inappropriate is since y'all dating? Oh, you don't want him kissing the other girls.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you know, once again, I told y'all we ain't your damn friend, so what you want us to do?
So that's all we got to do is say we from London, and we can do that?
That's a nice call.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. He ain't your other friends either.
No. Oh.
Now, that's a revelation.
Okay.
You know, if you got some fine friends, he ain't they friends either. I'm just telling you, what is he walking around kissing everybody in the mouth for? Because he was just doing that to see who wanted it. And he found out it was you. Now, guess what? He's still kissing them in the mouth because he want to know who else want it.
Oh.
Why y'all not? I'm so sick of y'all thinking we wants to be your damn friend because we don't. You don't play video games. We don't like the way you ask questions when we watch a sport. We ain't trying to be your friend. We trying to be friendly.
Yes.
Tell
us. Yeah. Trying to help you solve some problems.
Bring that to the table.
So, she wants to know, how does she get him to see how inappropriate it is now that they're dating?
What was it? What, you didn't like the answer I gave?
Should she say something to him or something? Should she say,
what
baby?
You gonna say? He not finna stop. He know, we're in London. This is what we do. I'm sorry.
Now
you want me simply because we're dating. You now want me to further stop my restitution with the other women. I'm not going to do it. We're friendly. And that's how you think. How do you think we became a couple at all?
Because he kissed her in the mouth. Okay.
I'm not using my tongue. Relax. Come on, stop it.
Oh, wow.
There's
a difference. They get a peck on the lips and you get full-fledged tongue. Come on.
Come on, Bridgerton.
Yes. All right, last one, CLO. Majesty in St. Petersburg says, I've been with my girlfriend for almost 2 years, but I just broke up with her because she got too common with me and used the bathroom with the door open. She said it's a natural thing and no big deal. Did I overreact or is she nasty?
Yeah, no, we breaking up. Yeah, I've been with Marjorie damn near 20 years. I've never seen her use the bathroom. If she ever walk in there, we'll have to get a divorce. Cause I'm
using the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because when I'm in there, whoo, Lord, Jesus. I have tried to leave me before.
Yeah. What did you eat?
Man.
Are you okay?
Man.
Do I need to call a doctor?
You ever got them look well now?
Coming up at the top of the hour. Yes, he's
no
crazy.
Filter.
Just moving it along.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.